Another source. It was, alleged, because there was no, doesn't seem to be any second source to the story about the submarine captain. But supposedly the submarine was lurking off the coast of Scotland. It just popped up and surrendered to the British. So he was taken and obviously questioned, and then he said that it was Vicky's show that made him do it. Vicky played a special record for him. "Yes, sir, that's my baby," in German. And then she congratulated on the birth of a son. But this only outraged and demoralized the commander, encouraging him to surrender. "I hadn't been home for more than 2 years," he told his British interrogators. Then I mentioned a story about the urine bottles that clogged the German postal system through a sort of a joke PSA, amongst other things. Bernau was Catholic. She converted to Catholicism in the mid-1930s along with her father, Bernauer, who was Hungarian and Jewish. And then her German mother was Protestant. And she had three chicks, a bunch of kids, and a couple husbands, whatever. But later on, sort of became a cabaret singer thing, and did some, like I mentioned, TV and film. She had a autobiography, it was published in 1995, called The Fun Palace. And a discography here as well. Bernau on Brecht, also produced by Philip Chevron. Kitty Ricketts and Thing, 7-inch single with the Radiators, which I just played for you earlier. And now we're going to hear Father's Lying Dead on the Ironing Board, which is, again, the weirdest album from 1985, according to NME. Here on CKW 95.5 FM Winnipeg. And in an hour, we'll have the Saturday morning show. So I've been here since midnight here on Manitoba Moon.
Of my blue-blooded lord, and the sight of his skirt sends him screwy. A father's lying dead on the ironing board, and he reeks of Lux and Drambuie. If the holy man keeps underneath my dress, I'll be rich, he'll say. Don't kid me. Remember my brother, the one that's good at chess, who's just taken up his kidney. Have you lost your faith? And do you baby Zeke? My sister's baby's due in September. That man is a cad and looks an utter freak. I'll pay you back that quid if I remember. By the way, I need a corset with a zip and a season ticket out of season. I'd like to be a nun or learn to do a strip. Sometimes I start crying without reason.
was a Bertha de Sade, who lived in a castle, of course, concealed in her gothic pissoir. A lion as large as a hobby horse, and at her notorious, much cherished, and hair-raising orgies we hear, the female carousers all turned out in trousers and plied all the men with absinthe and with schleur. Eventually, all the males perished when no more men came crawling. She trampled her lion to bits and strangled her ladies, the darling, and knocked up two gents who came calling in plain clothes to serve her with writs. In the end she drank petrol and then she ate plum pudding and wrote to the fire brigade. Now all is void, all gone, decayed, and nothing is left but her gothic two-seater, for nothing will grow on the lion's excreta. The ruined seat is weed-infested, and this is terribly sad, for here lies Bertha de Sade, entombed and much digested.
In the seaman's pub in Wapping, see them sitting if you're stopping, hand in hand. While you're getting quietly pissed there, they will offer you their sister, though the girl is black and from a foreign land. In the seaman's pub in Wapping, you can often see a fight. There's a rough house every night. But the sailors who drop in there drown their sorrows in their gin there, buying rounds and feeling glad. There's much coming and much going, with the beer mugs overflowing. Absent guests remember and are sad. And the memories of long forgotten phases, you may have adored them or ignored them, come to haunt you with their ghostly traces. In the seaman's pub in Wapping, see them sitting if you're stopping, and in hand. We'll be right back. A mother's pregnant in some clinic. Brother Ernie is a spiv. Uncle Alfred says, the cynic, we're too Catholic to live. Sister Susie's always praying to the statues on the shelf. And I'm dangling my tortoises while I'm singing to myself. And I'm dangling my tortoises while I'm singing to myself. I was picked up with my dolly by a lovely gentleman. He bought me an ice cream lolly, took me to the park, and then he drew out his bulging wallet and he told me, help yourself. Soon I'm dangling my tootsies while he whistles to himself. Soon I'm dangling my tootsies while he whistles to himself. Father's lost a year's remission and his molly's hopping mad. Solitary's his condition, the mother's feeling awful bad. Father's never had it better, mugs of cocoa on the shelf.
And he's angling his curses while he's locked up by himself. And he's dangling his curses while he's locked up by himself.
Sometimes when the moon is rising, then I feel all queer and limp. And my Bill I'm visualizing, who's my boyfriend and a pimp. And I dream that they will hang him and that I'll stay on the shelf. And he's dangling his tootsies while he's swinging by himself. And he's dangling his tootsies while he's swinging by himself.
From whence she came and where she went, he never did discover. To him she was just heaven sent, his nameless little lover. Her kisses kept him quite content, and when they kissed, a lovely scent appeared to float above her. He loved her better than his life. He loved her very sweetly. She swore someday she'd be his wife, then disappeared discreetly. She went and took his lucky stone the day his father made it known he'd been disowned completely. His golden cufflinks she did snitch, and other priceless treasure. She was a lovely little bitch, his grief he cannot measure. He can't replace the gold she stole, his girl who had a small brown mole where it would give most pleasure.
Yeah, we're in the middle of... not going to play the entire album, was a bit, but a good chunk of the songs on the album. Father's Lying Dead on the Ironing Board by one Agnes Brunel. Do stay tuned to the top of the hour for the Saturday morning show. The Ron Robinson, Carol McKibben. And, yeah, I guess, well, I've been reading the background. There's some books on obviously, Wikipedia. I've been reading verbatim here, but also sources, some books from there with How to Win an Information War, The Propagandists Who Outwitted Hitler by a Peter Pomerantsev. There, so that. It's a fairly new book, actually, this year. And talks a lot more about Agnes and definitely the a guy behind the whole situation, Selfdon Delmer, about his propaganda techniques in the radio. And so it seems to be a lot of sort of strange. A lot of them ended up working with punk rock bands in the 70s and 80s. Go figure. I guess because of the cabaret, I'm guessing. Could be with Bauhaus there. But this album you've heard a few tracks of has been produced by Philip Chevron of mentioning the thing we did there earlier, the two albums from The Radiators, and of course Philip Chevron from The Pogues, and he produced this album on apparently executively produced by Elvis Costello. So here's a couple more tracks off of it. Here's the hurdy-gurdy here in CKW.
I play the piano, said one. I the fiddle, another. I the banjo, I the harp, I the clarinet. I the bagpipes, I the flute, and I the flageolet. And they all began to talk, 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 talk of what they played. Nobody heard any music for their talk, 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 talk. And nobody played. But in the corner a man sat silent. What do you play, good sir, they said. Who sits so silently with nothing at all to say? I play the hurdy-gurdy, the knife I also play, said the man who sat so silently with nothing at all to say. And he advanced with knife in hand and solemnly killed the entire band. And he played the hurdy-gurdy, and his music was so true, so pretty and so new, that the master's little girl came out from under the piano stool, shaking a sleepy head, and said, "Oh, I've played at hoop and hide and seek, at hopscotch too I've played. And once I played with a bucket, and once I played with a spade. But that's all over and done. I want to play at murder. But that's all over and done. I want to play the hurdy-gurdy. He took the little girl by the hand, and both went on ahead. Through street and house and garden, and struck the people dead. Whereafter they were wed, and they bore a great many children. But the first one learned the piano, the second the violin, the third learned the bagpipes, the fourth the clarinet, and the fifth the flageolet. And they all began to talk. And then? Nobody played any music, and it all began again. It all began again. It all began again. It all within the city walls of Bremen, a most peculiar undertaker, Strayman, who proved he was the nastiest of males by pulling off his helpless horses' tails. Oopla! And this addiction was a dreadful curse. He was no longer fit to drive his hearse. He took to drink, then started up afresh, and learned to slaughter horses for their flesh. Oopla! And if you saw him sitting in his kitchen, with the headless horses' tails that still were twitching, and if you asked him what he charged per ounce, he'd throw a fit and scream and yell, "Hounds, study ho!" And as he made a really bad impression, he was obliged to give up that profession. And he became at last the silly fool, a porter in a bodybuilding school. Oopla! And there he learned to lead a life monastic, amongst the implements of high gymnastic, until one night he fell down roaring drunk, next to the wooden horse and other junk. Oopla! When midnight struck, he started realizing each single hair upon his head was rising. And suddenly he saw, this made him quail, a handsome horse quite without head or tail. Oopla! And very soon the phantom nag's proportion had undergone a curious distortion. It grew gigantic, fabulous and fat, until it stopped quite suddenly, like that. Oopla! And then, for lack of proper horses' droppings, it squirted sawdust at him without stopping, and shouted, "Daddy, who can torture beasts? Get with it and jump over me at least." Oopla! And so he jumped across the wooden charger, and as he jumped, his jumps grew larger and larger. He fell and jumped and jumped and fell in tears. It seemed that he was doing it for years. Oopla! 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 When morning broke, the time came to release him. The phantom horse at last broke down beneath him. He woke and swore he'd stop this nightly boozing, but found
while sweat from every pore was oozing. That on his chin, so carefully shaved, of coarse hair, there sprouted an enormous beard of coarse hair.
Aunt May had died much sooner than they'd hoped. With all the rest, a niece had quickly coped. This loving niece set out a few days later in her skirt speed with a husband by her side. And Auntie's coffin to cremate her. But fate can deal an unexpected blow, and that is why the hearse's driver struck outside the windows of a store not far from Savile Row. Bad luck. The hearse's wreck amid the shop display here entombed the niece, the driver and the spouse. All three were dead. The corpse alone, I'm speaking of Aunt May here, got up and walked away. She never died, she just passed out a while. She walked back home and there was seen to smile. Because I'm sick of trying and really had enough, because it's lonely everywhere. I'm sitting in this square and I'm yes, I've been crying many tears. I wrote a note, but it appears that God never read it. And life's a crazy jamboree. Rage, rubber stamps, God and gristle. I know a grocer who is mad about me, and I whistle. Passing car, there's headlights blinking. The ring that I found in the gutter turned out to be just made of glass. The whole sleeping town is sinking in endless clutter. Thank you.
Agnes Burnell there. Mandelogy, The Homecoming, The Horse, The Hurdy-Gurdy. All the stuff there in that album.
Get ahead. It was me who put Stalin in the red. It was me who gave Caligula his kick. It was me who made Hitler such a hit. It was me.
It was me.
It was me.
It was me.
It was me. Me, 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 me,
me.
It was me.
It was me.
It was me. But girls, I know barking up a tree. For a prime example, come and look at me. Why, I even designed his cloak and horns after a dress that I had worn. It was me who gave the box to Pandora. It was me who made Lucretia such a gorgeous. It was me who put the woe into war. It was me, the Babylonian whore. But while I shrug my shoulders, take revenge out on his credit, I cringe as he takes the punchline when I already said it. But don't you take this female for a fool. She owns this roasting roost as a rule. The devil is a woman.
They're written by McGee and, and Mark Almond there. Mark Almond in Soft Cell. The Flesh Volcano, The Immaculate Consumptive, The Loveless, Mark Almond and Friends, stuff like that. So that's our look at all the degrees of separation between Agnes Burnell, Cabaret, World War II propaganda stations, Irish punk rock bands, and Mr. Peanut, with the guy with the monocle, and his work with Bauhaus, one of the Bauhaus people. Yeah, it's very weird there. And of course, Easter, so a little bit of Jesus Christ Superstar in there. It was unusual. And then look at some of the newer stuff that's come across CKW's music library there, which is this Mr. Malfunction, actually, out of Toronto. Something called Live at the Coffee Shop, amongst other things. There's something Brush Your Teeth.
Really needs to brush your teeth.
Bandcamp album Live at the Coffee Shop, Mr. Malfunction, there, out of Toronto, mrmalfunction.bandcamp.com. There, pretty weird. Yeah. Well,
Thank you.
end it somehow. Do stay tuned for the Saturday morning show at the top of the hour. We have from Erased Tapes Records, came out a while back. Heitest Noit, 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 Noit. Something called, I can't pronounce it. This R. Something called Aura. So we have an Aura. Sort of avant garde meowing or something. That's around the topic of strange stuff. Then we got time of, was round out the time with more Charles Muthart's. And Black Holes Don't Choke. Here in CKW. Events in the guide here. Upcoming shows and event guide. Group concert and club listings. Club listings to community announcements. We hope you keep in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. There's a student film screening. The U of W student films. The Dave Barber Cinematheque, 100 Arthur Street. It's free. Happening April the 8th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Free year-end screenings for the UW student films. Yeah. Some strange thing. You're the Top, a collective celebration of Cole Porter. Four artists gathered to celebrate the genius of Cole Porter, the beautiful Crescent Arts Center. It's happening Friday, April 12th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Crescent Arts Center at 525 Wardlaw. $20 at the door. Advance tickets at the www.grantsimpson.net. There you go. Few events at the guide. Back to music.